This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Let's say you've got a problem with something you bought, or maybe you need to talk to your insurance company, or maybe it's an airline ticket or a piece of software or whatever. You call customer service, really any customer service line, and you're more likely than not to hear an automated voice tell you it could be a while before you can talk to an agent. Because it seems that just about every call center right now is facing unusually high call volumes. Unusually high has become now usual. So we asked Marketplace Savannah Marr to make some calls.
In the very early days of the pandemic, a lot of customer service lines really were swamped since we couldn't deal with our problems at stores and banks and the cable company in person. But those recorded warnings seem to be here to stay.
We are experiencing high call volume at this time, and as a result, you may experience long waits.
I've joked about this a lot in the sense that, is it unusual if it's been every month for the past 3 years?
Christina McAllister is a customer service analyst with Forrester. For most companies, she says call volumes have returned to something like normal. What's really changed is the number of human representatives working the phones. She says call centers have always been tough to staff.
If the average attrition at kind of a regular role might be like 7% or something like that, the contact center might be 50.
Meaning that a company can expect half of new employees hired to quit within a year. And McAllister says the problem is getting worse. The pandemic shut down a lot of overseas call centers. And here in the U.S., the labor shortage has allowed a lot of low-wage workers to trade up. So those automated messages are covering for staff shortages and helping manage expectations, says Jeff Galino with the call center analytics firm CallMiner.
If I tell you it's going to be a long wait and then I answer your call in 2 minutes, then I might get to delight you by that.
He says there's a reason companies are playing these games instead of investing in a more pleasant experience for callers.
Looking to get help faster?
Rather than wait on hold.
Their preferred channel is you get on here and you start chatting.
Did you know you can message with us directly?
Download our app at www.
Outsourcing the work to a bot is a lot cheaper than paying a human agent, which is fine if you have a simple question, like what's the baggage weight limit on my flight in 6 weeks? But what if you're about to miss your connection and you need a solution now? Galino says nudging customers toward digital channels takes some pressure off the call center. But it also means the problems human agents do field are the most complex.
They exist to manage the difficult, the things that haven't been easily automated.
Meanwhile, consumers are getting more demanding. Forrester surveyed call center leaders in 2021. 70% reported that their agents were dealing with more emotionally charged calls than ever before.
It is hard to get shouted at every single day.
Christina McAllister says this brings us back to the staffing problem. To retain workers in that environment, she says they need to be empowered to hang up the phone when callers' frustration escalates to rage.
What I have heard from agents is that it is so much better for their own morale that they have that little bit of control to stop someone from yelling at them at work.
I've only managed to pull this off once, but boy howdy, it was fantastic.
That's a call center worker named Amanda, remembering a particularly hostile caller who demanded that she bend company rules on their behalf, since they'd been a loyal customer for years.
I told them, just because I've shopped at Home Depot for over 10 years does not allow me to take their forklifts for a joyride.
Amanda asked us not to use her last name, since that could get her in trouble at work, a big corporation that helps people make travel arrangements, and that she says is severely understaffed. She believes her company should improve pay and working conditions so that staffing isn't such a challenge. But she says customers could also help.
Please remember, there's another human being on the end of that phone.
If we're tired of those automated messages telling us we're in for an unusually long wait, she says we, as callers, could be a little more polite when it's finally our turn. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.